Jeff Weiner. May 21, 2018. James Driscoll sent the following messages at 10:07 p.m. View James's profile. James Driscoll, James Driscoll, 10:07 p.m. LinkedIn help support case tickets are being deleted instead of processed. Dear Mr. Weiner, I have upgraded to premium account so that I can use email to conduct messaging needs on your social media site. Apparently the issues that I am bringing forward in my member LinkedIn help support address is so hot you can't touch it. The fire burning, it is not I that will get burnt in this process. On Twitter, I have already attached my cross-posting of content submitted to ticket numbers 180511, 000511 and 180511, 002128. I have attempted to create a new ticket number, your system seems to be stalling and no responding to my submission. One of two things has occurred in that I am unable to create ticket number 3 to address these issues. I copied my text I was going to submit into my own record before I pressed the send key. So I did not lose my written text. What can be done here? Either you have placed my IP address in an exception non-operation status for your LinkedIn help support case ticketing, or your site just happens to not be operating, whole tech fail, at this time. Whatever the cause is, I will try from the library or use Tor or use a proxy server to access the web and submit a test support content message to determine if your site will accept my needs of address and complaints of how technology is being misused on all social media platforms in the director, leaderships of corporations of the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies that has effectively been allowed to hate on me for over 10 years without being stopped. This past time in Denver, leading to eviction in December of 2016, and finally exposed to be an individually named person source, I will be filing personally with an in-office visit to the Denver County District Attorney's Office a criminal neglect, criminal business practices, and criminal conspiracy charges against 4 operating organizations in the Denver area and 6 persons involved in conspiracy. I plan on making that filing on June 6, 2018. Also crossed my LinkedIn help on Twitter to @FBI. May 26. View James's profile. James Driscoll, James Driscoll, 2:11 a.m. Humane Technology, the Counterpunch Cause and Effect of Technology Social Media Addiction. True Peacebuilding. Dear Mr. Weiner, I have not confirmed this evening that I am able to create a new help case number. In that you are restricting my use feature of this on your site because I am not an employee or employer. Function of your site is discrimination against the Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. I don't care what kind of media power you have to ignore something this grand scale important, you are not that highbrow. Ref FB link, you are lowbrow. I have marketable skills. But not in a corporate environment of greed. You see, holding honesty is not the true wisdom holding of the corporate world. It can't be, because everywhere I go with my technology set of ideals, I am hated upon. Not embraced as you would think at real up human mission work ideals focus upon. We can't be honest in this world when we have already compromised ourselves in imbalanced relationships. That is what is the role model here in the United States that the world is bickering with us about. But you won't see the point of view because of your perceptional blindness of ego and privilege. This is not right to allow a state of affairs in our politics to go unchallenged here in this country. But you won't release the true intelligence over your jealousy of hate. Otherwise, you would not censor me. Otherwise, you would allow my dissent approach to move forward on your site. You're full of conflicted ways since your site allows for the word fuck to be a part of the company name field, foundational and acceptance of the word itself into the adult lexicon. But oh boy, we can't have fucked up human.net working that standard. Oh no, we can't do that. That would be a serious threat to the deception, dishonesty, and hypocrisy that is happening in the corporate world. What a fucked up human situation, a predicament of challenge you are in. I am smarter than you. You are cuter than I. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway videos 10,211,859,017,412,940 view James's profile. James Driscoll, James Driscoll, 12:06 p.m. Investing in the truth, a linking URL named very specific, you either believe it or not this technology has been online for more than 10 years. Nothing new. http://linkedin.com.realuphuman.net/@groupup/michelle-obama-r-new-skin/hd-michelle-obama-orskin-full.html. That is a valid URL to a file hosted by me, not you. This is reality of the situation. If there is a meme resistance toward my technology adaptive affiliation onto our information technology world, I have created a content post on LinkedIn. https://www.linkedin.com/feed/update/earn:lee:activity:64061618915966033392 to show how my adaptive technology could be coded to uphold real truth against fake news. But no one wants that. No can't have that technology in real coded place. What your corrupt corporation socials want is hold on to your imbalanced relations of hate, deception, and hypocrisy. I am right by this assessment because wherever I go, I receive hate. I receive censorship instead of praise. That mean corruption is the mainstream and honesty is the minority. Tell me this is not true. Respond you a hole. This link is valid, that hosts my file, not an error code 404. Contains a link that is fully valid. http://linkedin.com.realuphuman.net/@groupup/michelle-obama-r-new-skin/hd-michelle-obama-orskin-full.html. Meaning what? Who is getting priority of URL assignments here? Me, not you. Why? Do you know the technology reason why? It is a supplanting aspect of internet domains. .net comes before .com if you did not know that. Well, that URL is perhaps misleading as it can be, is showing how my technology could indeed be adaptive to fix our world to peace. @realuphuman.net 2018. You are either an asshole or you respond. There is nothing illegal by this process. But you won't respond because you a hater. I could take away your content, if I wanted to. I would get into trouble with the FBI if I use my technology incorrectly. But they have been aware of me for many years. This technology has been online for over 10 years. And still no complaints for the content that is being hosted on it. View James's profile. James Driscoll 12:36 p.m. With what I just said, you are either an asshole or you respond, I am forcing your position on my technology, get anyone in your tech department to overview these messages to the truth. I don't have pre-assigned subdomains. Anyone is free to use URLs openly if they understood the technology themselves to manually code it. I could take you offline by this URL. http://www.linkedin.com.fuckeduphuman.net Try it. If the coded insert was part of a script app that would insert that in a user's URL utility, it would auto-redirect to a different location showing you that it could be coded to 4x out fake news passively. The idea actually is to have an evaluation between realuphuman.net and realuphuman.net, and the intermix coding is the center point groupup.net. I have the technology, but I am on a disability income and all I receive are assholes in my way of successful peace building for our world. What a fucked up human situation your site puts against me. That is why I am going to file a federal complaint against your company if you leave me out of the fold of opportunity. Because I know I have it. You need to acknowledge me. You are in violation of the United Nations Convention for Persons with Disability by the current standing and active server response, not giving me a return result for my HTTP requests. Individually by account or IP exception, you had to place that into a exception rule coded interrupt. That is being saved into your backups of code. Get your tech team involved to confirm the facts that are being said here in this message. I am not a stupid dumb idiot. You are. Now if I requested an audit of your interpreting code from the FBI, they would be able to find what I just pointed out. You have that active against me currently. Take it out. You have a hole in your fucked up human actions against me. It is traceable in the effect of that. It is illegal. If you have done this to other member accounts, I do not know. You can't get away with it with me. Call me, 720-446-7044, arrange time to talk, or leave voicemail, http://groupupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/June 1st. View James's profile. James Driscoll 5:44 a.m. I am still not able to create a LinkedIn help case number 3, to continue where I left off. Because of hate. Mr. Wiener. The comment I placed within your quote. A culture built around transparency shouldn't provide license to be destructive. Key is to be open, honest and constructive. https://www.linkedin.com/feed/earn:lee:activity:64076352029731389444. Constructive, not destructive. Here is the layout of what is happening. Social media member-to-member blocking is being used to skirt the responsibility of corporations and individuals involved in a collusion conspiracy in Denver, Colorado. Article 12 of the Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities is discussed in this quick 10-minute time-indexed video. Mini Law School, Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. Please open and watch. But I have a few key phrases. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals NRJKE 9 say 9s and feature equals U2.BE and T equals 43 meters O. Building a core commitment of Article 12 on what it would be to support equal legal capacity. This video about the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities and specifically Article 12 goes to the heart of where LinkedIn and other social media platforms protect the liars and haters at the expense of transparency and truth. View James's profile. James Driscoll 11:16 a.m. Created a new member account so that I could access LinkedIn help support case ticketing. Mr. Wiener. I have created a second real named account on LinkedIn, but will not be upgrading to premium on that account. I have created this account to bypass the individual non-operational coded interrupt that is placed within the code on my account to process a new submitted help case ticket. I have created new help case number 201806010015-64. If this case ticket is deleted, I will do this again and again and again until I get a proper processing of my issues. The referenced help support case page has been cross-stored and archived onto my domain space. It has also been placed to spoken voice text narrative for easy reference and input of these issues. Please open and read and or listen to the spoken voice narrative of this new open help case number 3, thank you. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, linkedin.com/%5case-180601-001564%5d/test, I have open in-mail messaging to your CEO Jeff Weiner, case%23180601001564, linkedinhelp.html June 2nd. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll, 11:22 a.m. LinkedIn in-mail to Pointed Finger Conspirator Mauana Harris. I have created a LinkedIn contact record that should be used with DA District Attorney's Office next week in my filing. Part of 1 of 2. Mauana Harris. Rodman at Steel Services and Allied Industries. Message list. James Driscoll sent the following message at 8:11 a.m. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. Contacting you in regards to a video post on Facebook. By the way, this in-mail site MSG will be saved and archived. Link to video on Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindwayvideos/vb/1295702360.10.4006429.4249.496523. Type equals 2 in theater. Mr. Harris. You have been placed into a special category of conspiracy considering that you actually have conspiracy criminal charges and convictions in your Truthfinder background check report results. What I am exposing is that there was an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me while I was residing on 10th and Washington and Chesney Clanjohn Apartments. What I have documented is worth filing charges against the conspirators in this hate and harassment campaign of chaos and disruption in my life that eventually led to eviction. What has been documented serves as a record of truth while the rest of the pointing responsible parties are intertwined into this story in later months after my eviction. What is also confirming that this evidence that I have documented as a record of hate, is that on the employer social site of Glassdoor there is a very damning and disturbing review postings against the Colorado Health Network, the source instigator, I claim, of this hate and harassment conspiracy. Continued. Continued Mauana Harris in mail message. Part 2 of 2. You are among the likely pointed contacts that were not accidentally guided into my life to create disturbance and chaos. I claim that one of these conspirators is known to you and that they leech you as a weapon against me for several weeks. Prove me wrong or right. Tell me who it was that either told you or paid you a sum of monetary incentives to steer yourself into my life at Chesney Clanjohn Apartments Apt 112 in and around April and May 2016. Tell me who it was, or tell me that you are extremely remorseful for your involvements of the time. Thank you. James Driscoll. Formerly filing complaint in Denver County District Attorney's Office against 4 organizations and 6 individually named persons to include Jamie Villalobos and Daryl Johnson. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll, 11:32 a.m. I have found that my content is not being censored from my Hive team. So it will be either my Hive team or LinkedIn where my standing positions are documented, which is a record that will be filed with the Denver County District Attorney's Office and or in materials that will be used to file a federal violation of civil rights class action lawsuit where I will be naming all negatively Glassdoor reviewed employee to employer, Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies. I have converted my content that I have on site at my Hive team to spoken voice text narrative for your easy follow along. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/myhiveteam.com/myhiveteam.org June 14. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll, 6:23 p.m. Interfacing Glassdoor reviews to LinkedIn social media, it would be helpful. I have written an LinkedIn article. Would you please open and read? Thank you. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/interfacing-glassdoor-data-onto-linkedin-social-relief-driscoll/June 20. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll, 4:15 a.m. A Glassdoor review says, users can't get any online help from them. So far proved true. Prove me wrong and prove this internal employee review wrong. Adapt this case into your CEO oversight priorites. Thank you. Valid URL, name binding URL technology. http://linkedin.com/ceo-jeff-wiener.webdomains.realuphuman.net, linkedin.com/%5case-18060302250%5d/official message from LinkedIn Safety Operations Support case %23180603002250, LinkedIn help full 12-hour updates.html. This is an archived record on my domain of LinkedIn help case ticket. Official message from LinkedIn Safety Operations Support. Created time. Created 16 days ago status. Open case hash. 18060300225O. Upon the top of this record is Glassdoor review reflecting the following statement: LinkedIn users can't get any online help from them. Prove this review wrong by reading in full the entire script of this help case ticket. This being after 3 prior opened case tickets were deleted without cause or address of solve status. https://www.glassdoor.com/review/employee-review-linkedin-rvw19371624.htm. February 22, 2018. Helpful, 7, LinkedIn logo, pretty bad overall. Former employee, sales in New York, NY disapproves of CEO. I worked at LinkedIn part-time, more than 3 years. Pros. Very nice coworkers. Cons. Sorry, but you do not want to work here if you value your sanity. Really problematic company. Disorganized and has many dissatisfied customers. Tons of complaints. LinkedIn users can't get any online help from them. The workers are nice but overworked and underpaid. The company is cheap. The fact that they do not even have a customer support hotline or any online chat support shows how thrifty they are. A shorter earlier saved archived record copy of this case has been also taken to provide in spoken voice text narrative interface. http://linkedin.com/ceo-jeff-wiener.webdomains.realuphuman.net, linkedin.com/%5case-18060302250%5d/official message from LinkedIn Safety Operations Support case %23180603002250, linkedinhelp.html. Please open and listen to the audio presentation, please. June 24th. View James's profile. James Driscoll, 9:40 p.m. Wow, sir, I finally got a respectful response from your LinkedIn help staff. I don't think it is all that hard to follow my help support tickets. But in case you want to overview them, as I have mentioned, they are presented on my domains. The top most recent ticket respectfully responded onto, it took as much effort and getting blood out of a turnip, but I am satisfied that my position of these matters have finally been taken into consideration. It is amazing how much effort it took, and still wonder where my final address is place and priorities to these cases. But these two top cases are not deleted, and that is a difference that is noteworthy. Finally, that just maybe I am finally being listened to, even though you have never responded to my email here. I consider this matter imperative important as it relates to the problem in social media engineering that the LinkedIn platform is coded under. Official message from LinkedIn Safety Operations Support. Created time. Created 16 days ago status. Open case hash. 18060300225O. Article 12 of the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities detailed of mini law school YouTube video requested your involvements. Created time. Created 3 days ago status. Closed case hash. 18061800997 2. LinkedIn public post. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/trustbinding-linkedin-help-support-ticket-article-12-united-driscoll/. Relates the history URL archive index of this matter, including the 3 deleted case tickets that I began with. Thank you for taking my voice and opinion into consideration. James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405, 720-446-7044, the Cromobone phone, http://grewupnetbeastbuildingwebsite.business.site/. LinkedIn profile. https://www.linkedin.com/james-driscoll-45213519/owner-realuphuman.net. Actively servicing the truth to all time human history. If I have a future need, I hope your department does not dismiss me right off like I have been treated. This was wrong of your operations staff.